Welcome to Life in Mind. This podcast will provide an introduction to suicide prevention, its purpose and background, and outline some strategies that have proven to be effective in reducing suicides. Please carefully consider your needs when reading or listening to information about suicide. If information on this page raises any issues for you, or if you need immediate assistance, please contact a crisis service. A list of services can be viewed on the Inner Crisis webpage at lifeinmindaustralia.com.au. Suicide prevention requires coordinated and combined efforts from all levels of government, healthcare systems, frontline health, and community groups, as well as individuals, families, and communities. Having a broad spectrum of suicide prevention interventions can ensure there are a range of activities and programs targeted to population groups and individuals. Suicide prevention should prioritise cost-effective and evidence-based approaches that focus on intervention as early as possible. Suicide prevention must also consider broader societal and individual factors and address the factors that may increase or decrease suicide risk in individuals and communities. By using suicide prevention evidence and working collaboratively, we can combine public health approaches, treatment approaches, and community capacity building to prevent suicide and suicide attempts. Strategies that have proven to be effective in reducing suicides include reducing access to the means of suicide, ensuring media coverage of suicide is safe and responsible, introducing policies to reduce the harmful use of alcohol, improving early identification and access treatment and referral pathways for people at risk of suicide and for those with mental and substance use disorders and chronic pain, increased training of non-specialised health and community gatekeeper workers to identify and support people at risk of suicide, follow-up care for people who have attempted suicide, as well as provision of community support, and postvention interventions to support individuals and communities bereaved or impacted by suicide. These efforts must be comprehensive and integrated as part of a collaborative approach to suicide prevention. Research suggests that multimodal interventions are most effective. For example, combining suicide prevention education programs for community members with gatekeeper training and enhanced treatment and referral pathways can be complementary to one another and increase the effectiveness of suicide prevention outcomes. These type of multimodal interventions are consistent with current approaches being trialled in Australia, such as the Lifespan Model for Suicide Prevention. Programs should be culturally appropriate and need to incorporate community engagement and ownership from the outset. Links to effective programs and services specific to suicide prevention in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities can be accessed through the Life in Mind portal under the Suicide Prevention in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Community section. This next section will provide an overview of national suicide prevention policy in Australia. All policies and strategies and background information can be accessed through the Life in Mind online portal. The 5th National Mental Health and Suicide Prevention Plan outlines the Australian Government's commitment to work together to achieve agreed priority areas, including actions to strengthen suicide prevention activities in Australia. The National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Suicide Prevention Strategy has an early intervention focus that works to build strong communities through more community-focused and integrated approaches to suicide prevention and commits the government to genuinely engage with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples to develop local, culturally appropriate strategies to identify and respond to those most at risk within our communities. The National LGBTI Mental Health and Suicide Prevention Strategy is a plan for strategic action to prevent mental ill health and suicide and promote good mental health and well-being for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and intersex people and communities across Australia. The World Health Organization's Preventing Suicide, a Global Imperative, recognizes suicide as a public health priority. This report aims to increase the awareness of the public health significance of suicide and suicide attempts, and to make suicide prevention a high priority on the global public health agenda. It also encourages countries to develop or strengthen comprehensive suicide prevention strategies in a multi-sectorial public health approach. All national and state suicide prevention strategies can be accessed through the Life in Mind portal at lifeinmindaustralia.com.au.